Rick Lysak and Zach Rowe have recorded a new CD called Americana with original songs written by or co-written by Rick. Thanks for coming in tonight, guys.
Thank you.
Oh, our pleasure.
Beautiful album. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you very much.
How long have you guys been working on it?
It's been a rolling project for about 3 years. We haven't really focused on the album until about a year ago.
Yeah, I remember this movie called Animal Crackers that Marx Brothers made. What they did before they made the movies, they made a stage play and they took it out on the road for 6 months and tried out all the jokes. They made a great movie because they used the jokes that really worked, and they knew they really worked. And that's the way we did with these songs. You know, we went out and played them for people, and we found out what they responded to, how they liked them, and how we liked them. And those are the ones that wound up on the CD.
And some of them you wrote by yourself, and some of them you co-wrote, and some of them have been around for a while.
Yes. Yeah, they have been. Newborn Man started back in the, 70s. I was back playing with Mike Patterson and Jim Lipp in this little acoustic group called Lipp, Lysak, and Patterson. And it started there. But then, you know, my wife went through a very near-fatal traffic accident in 1992. And it sort of changed my, and I came to that song, and I thought, wow, what would have happened if she would have passed on? And I thought, man, what a heavy load that is for people when they lose love of their lives and they have to carry on. But that's what that song's about.
Where'd you come up with the name for the album?
We've been working on our sound for the past 3 years. And finally, about a year ago, I just said, you know, Rick, we do songs that are more folky in nature very, very well, almost the folk and the folk gospel, that's what our strong suit is. And so we kind of strive for this Americana sound that has become more popular here in the past decade or so. And we were pitching around album names, and Rick was just said, well, hey, let's just call it Americana. And he said, let me work on it for a few weeks. And he came up with a really, really nice format for Americana. And it says what it is. And it's a really good folk style music, and it's Americana.
Who else is in the band when you went into the studio?
Well, there is a great harmonica player. His name is Bob Lotz, and he's a retired attorney from Northern Kentucky, and he's just an incredible player, you know. Bob has a toolbox, a heavy dude thing, man, and he walks into the studio or his gigs or whatever. He plays with Bobby Mackey on Friday nights, okay, and he just walks in, and he's got this big, big iron box. It sets it down. Man, it's got every key known in the universe.
Just full of harmonicas. It's pretty awesome. They're my tools of the trade.
And he just added such a touch to this. And then Matt Holt, I've played with Matt for a while, and he's just a great acoustic bass player, just tremendously talented. And he's the one that played bowed bass and acoustic bass.
And we also had Kevin Leeton, a drummer through a mutual friend, come in and put down some drum tracks as well.
And where did you record it?
We recorded with Brett Scharf in Alexandria, Kentucky. It's basically a home studio. It doesn't have a whole lot of money into it, but he really knows how to make basic equipment sound really, really good. He has a fine ear, and it was a pleasure to work with him, too. He gave us the freedom we wanted, but he also had a producer's ear on while we were recording as well. We call it Red Pen Studios because he's always there with the red pen saying, well, maybe we could do this here and do this there. But,
you know, there's a group, an older group called Loggins in Messina. And Messina once said, you know, some people could make a record on a boombox. And he's one of those guys. Brett just knows where to put the microphones, knows how to keep you interested.
Definitely.
Yeah, it's great.
It was a humble process, but a lot of fun as well.
It was humbling for me particularly. You know, as you might tell, I'm a little older than Zach and Brett. Those guys worked me over, and I'm really happy they did. It really turned out well.
Talk about your musical career. You've been around a long time on the Cincinnati music scene.
Yeah. Peg and I moved to Cincinnati in 1972, and I played for a long time in these kind of acoustic groups, and I started going to Nashville in the late 70s and started writing with Mike Baney. And I got some songs published with Hat Band Music, which is Charlie Daniels' company. But you really, in order to really break into that business, you got to be there. You really should. I remember driving back and forth from Nashville with Mike Reed, and he wound up moving there and, of course, made a very successful career. And then I kind of segued into doing music for radio and TV commercials and did that for in the 80s. And songs for soap operas. I worked with the guys with the Blessed Union of Souls, and Mark Liggett did that. Another World, Guiding Light, As the World Turns. which was, you know, quite a lot of fun.
So, what about you, Zach?
I'm relatively new to the scene. I've been an electric player in Cincinnati probably for about the past 7 years, playing with artists like Kelly Thomas. Recently just played Buckle Up with R.O. McKinley. So I've always been an electric player in support, and I've been doing that since about 2005. And then playing acoustic, Rick and I, this is my first experience with a more upfront stage persona type atmosphere. So it's been a little bit of a change, but mostly an electric player in town.
Where are you playing the rest of August and this fall?
We play at a really nice little place in Milford called Padrino's, and it's just this friendly little restaurant bar that's just really comfortable. We play there. We play at a little place called the Dilly in Marymount, which is outside usually. It's just wonderful to be out in their patio and just playing for people. And we got a gig coming up in Crestview Hills.
Yeah, that's in northern Kentucky. That's Friday, August 22nd.
Yeah, and it's going to be an outside venue.
Now,
yeah.
Where's that one out in Crestview Hills?
It's near Dixie Highway, right off of 75.
Is it in that shopping center
area? That is
area?
Correct, yeah. Kind of like a Taste of Crestview type thing. They have vendors and restaurants set up and whatnot.
Well, that sounds like
fun. It should
fun.
Be a lot of fun.
Now,
yeah.
Where can folks get your CD?
Everybody's Record right now, and we have it at our gigs. So I'm really beginning to understand, you know, making this record was just really a joyful experience and quite a knowledge-gaining experience. And I kind of took that all in and really haven't spent enough time marketing ourselves. And musicians are typically like that. They aren't always one to go out and do the things that they need to do in order to push something. But I'm just really pleased to offer it to people.
We've been doing just fine handing them out at gigs, too.
Yeah.
It's, since we are a duet, we do have a very personal experience when people come and listen to us. And we really enjoy the experience of talking to fans and people that come to listen to us. And it's having that conversation when we get done or during a set break. Then they do purchase a CD and sign up for a mailing list and whatnot. But it is a personal experience on how we've marketed ourselves. And
well,
so,
I noticed you have a Facebook page.
Yeah, well, we've gotten that far.
Yeah, that was a good start.
Like us, Lee, okay.
I did this morning, and I was like, oh, hello. I'm one of the first.
Yeah, that's right.
Great.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So we'll have a link to that. Do you have a website, too?
Not yet.
Okay, well, that's if you get that, let us know, and we'll put a link to it on our website, too.
Oh, great.
It's in the works as we speak.
Yeah.
So we're slowly but surely getting into the electronic media.
Yeah.
Well, you've got a great CD.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
You know, that's what's important. You're asking for someone's time, you know, and it's one of the things that is the most valuable thing we have. And
You don't realize that when you're young.
No, you don't.
How valuable time is.
How valuable time is. But if you're going to offer, you're going to ask people, well, listen to this, take time and listen to this. You want to make sure that it's something that it's a nice and as wonderful a gift as you can give. And that's what we concentrated on. And that's,
well, it's a great CD.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
I've been speaking with Zach Rowe and Rick Lysak, who have a new CD out by Lysak and Rowe called Americana. You can find a link on our website at wbxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Lee Hay.
You lift me up when I fall down. Pick me up off the ground when I'm all in and out of love. Oh, you lift me up. Oh, you lift me up. In the pouring rain, in the pitch black dark, light me up like a lightning spark. We drink the wine from a loving cup. You lift me up. Oh, you lift me up. Oh, you lift me high.